This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are live on this Friday, April 21st edition of The Alex Jones Show. Again, we have another huge broadcast waiting in the wings. In the final hour of the show, we have Michael Heaver coming on, who is Nigel Farage's former press aide. Of course, we have the surprise announcement of a snap election in the United Kingdom. We have a massive election taking place in France, at least the first round of it, this coming Sunday, with Marine Le Pen 20% matched up against the establishment candidate Macron, 20% matched up against the far-left candidate Mélenchon, also at 20%. All the polls are within the margin of error. It could go anyway. Of course, the final round is on May 7th, so the two who win the first round get to go through to the final round. And what happened yesterday in Paris? No surprise to anyone. Another jihadist terror attack. Now, Donald Trump came out, and we're going to go to this clip in a second, hours after the attack, and said, it looks like a terrorist attack, after the police had said it was a terrorist attack, after the president of France, François Hollande, said that it was a terrorist attack. But Trump had the temerity to come out and say that it was a terrorist attack, hours after everybody knew it was a terrorist attack. Let's go to that Trump clip right now.
Well, first of all, our condolences from our country to the people of France. Again, it's happening, it seems. I just saw it as I was walking in, so that's a terrible thing, and it's a very, very terrible thing that's going on in the world today. But it looks like another terrorist attack, and what can you say? It just never ends. We have to be strong, and we have to be vigilant, and I've been saying it for a long time.
So there is Donald Trump again, having the nerve to call a terrorist attack, hours after it happened, hours after we knew the details, the fact that he'd driven up behind the police car, waited until they were stationary, got out, shot them at point-blank range with a Kalashnikov rifle. But, oh no, you can't say it's a terrorist attack, let's just pretend it's, you know, maybe it's workplace violence, maybe it's a white, right-wing extremist, who knows? Then wait until everybody's forgotten about it and move on. Let's go back to that headline up on Infowars.com. Media again scolds Trump for referring to Paris terrorist attack as a terrorist attack. Now this goes through AP. AP put out a tweet saying Trump calls Paris shooting terrorist attack. Paris police have not yet announced a motive. Well, they hadn't announced a motive, but they had announced that it was a terrorist attack. Okay, Trump didn't even get into any motive. All he said was it looks like a terrorist attack. But God forbid anyone. You can't even say Islamic terrorist attack. You can't even say terror attack anymore. I mean, that's how warped it's become. This is the same AP, remember, who on Monday, after that Fresno shooting, said that the killer, who after he had gunned down three innocent people in Fresno, said Allah Akbar, but no, you can't say Allah Akbar, you can't report the truth of what he actually said. They changed it and said that the shooter had said, quote, God is great. Oh, they helpfully translated it, just to help everybody out with the understanding of what Allah Akbar means, because nobody knows what it means, right, by now. It's only said by terrorists after every single terror attack, but nobody knows what it means, so the AP has to explain that to us. And now it's the AP taking Donald Trump to task for calling a terrorist attack, after the president of France had called it a terrorist attack. MSNBC reporters, the article continues, couldn't hide their utter disdain that Trump would dare to suggest that a terrorist shooting was a likely terrorist attack. So you had Chuck Todd up there saying that Trump was getting ahead of the facts, despite the fact that the French police were already suggesting the incident was terrorism. The Daily Beast, Christopher Dickey, doing exactly the same. Absolutely incredible that he's now on the rack for calling it a terrorist attack when everybody else was saying it was a terrorist attack. We're going to get more into it, going to get into how this is going to play into the French election with Marine Le Pen looking good to get to that second round. Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
We use use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
So we've had 21 jihadist terror attacks in France since January 2015 alone, since the Charlie Hebdo massacre. Six attacks in Paris in the last 3 years alone. And that's probably playing it down. There have probably been other individual incidents which, you know, come out later were terror attacks. But France is getting absolutely blitzed by these incidents almost on a monthly basis now. We had another one yesterday, one cop dead, three people injured after a known extremist who was on a watch list. And in fact, I think they tried to put him in prison at one point. Gunned down this cop, injured another, again, point-blank Kalashnikov shot. But Trump is bad. Trump is bad because he came out 2 hours after and said it looks like a terrorist attack. That's what we should be outraged about, not the fact that these friggin' attacks are happening on a monthly basis. Take Europe as a whole, it's almost on a bi-weekly basis now. But no, don't get upset about that. Don't look into solutions about that. Get upset with Donald Trump because he said a terrorist attack was a terrorist attack. Let's go to this Fox and Friends video about the mainstream media attacking Trump over this.
Instead of focusing on the terror, the attack, and hitting one of the most famous cities in one of our, and possibly our with no inarguably our first ally. Instead, everyone starts focusing on Donald Trump. Why did he possibly jump to the conclusion that this is terror? That's not the way what a president should be saying.
First of all, the president said, "I give my condolences to the French people," and it looks like another terrorist attack. Here we go again.
It
just never ends. Exactly. He's saying it looks like terror. He's not definitely calling it terror at that point.
That's right. And so the Associated Press tweeted out almost instantaneously this: Trump calls Paris shooting terrorist attack. Paris police have not yet announced a motive, as if to scold him. 11 minutes later, they had to admit, hey, maybe he was right. Breaking: French prosecutors have opened a terrorism investigation into the Champs-Élysées attack on Paris police officers. Meanwhile, the same debate was happening over on MSNBC, where they just couldn't believe that the president would say it looks like terror when it looked like terror.
And if you go back to the InfoWars article, which we had up before, media again scolds Trump for referring to Paris terrorist attack as terrorist attack, and you scroll down, you can watch the MSNBC videos in that article where they're decrying Trump for calling it a terrorist attack. One of the quotes is from one of the MSNBC guests, quote, "Well, the president is quick to declare it probably a terrorist attack. I think it's too soon to know whether that indeed is the case. If it turns out that it's not terrorism, I think the White House is going to have some explaining to do." Again, this was after the president of France had come out and said, this is a terrorist attack. After the police had said it was a terrorist attack. The basic circumstances of what happened tell you it's a terrorist attack. It happened in Paris, which has constantly been blitzed, bombarded with terrorist attacks. Absolutely incredible. They had another contributor on this MSNBC program, Daily Beast editor Christopher Dickey, who launched into an in-depth analysis that pinpointed everything apart from terrorism as the problem. And so he didn't talk about the fact that we've had 21 jihadist attacks in France since January 2015, six in Paris alone in the past 3 years. He didn't talk about this huge problem about ghettoization of Islamists, basically. He talked about how Marine Le Pen is a racist. Well, imagine my shock. Dickey lamented that the latest attack would embolden Le Pen's anti-Muslim, very anti-immigrant campaign. So again, they're more concerned about hurt feelings and lost votes than France being hit by terror attacks on an almost monthly basis at this point. This huge migrant crisis, which you see there, you know, I visited France after the massacre in November 2015. In between that point and December 2015, you could see the difference just in that, you know, year gap. There's mattresses on the streets. There are migrants wandering around everywhere. You think this is restricted to the Calais migrant camp? No way. You've got riots on the streets happening now on an almost monthly basis. This is a huge problem. Massive problem, not just with terrorist attacks, but again, with the march through the institutions, the growth of Sharia law, the ghettoization of these communities. Let's not forget that the Paris massacre butcher, basically Abdeslam, escaped into Belgium after the attack. He was shielded. He was hidden by members of his own community after he'd just been involved in the massacre of 200 plus people. They didn't turn him in. They sheltered him. They gave him protection. What was it, for months and months after the attack? That's what we need to be talking about. Rooting out the source of this radicalization and why these terrorists are being protected in their own communities. But no. What we should be upset about is Donald frigging Trump saying that it's terrorism when it's obviously terrorism. Absolutely incredible. You have, you know, people barreling trucks into children in Nice, shooting officers at point-blank range. That's not extreme, is it? No. What's extreme is Marine Le Pen's policies, because she's a racist, because she actually wants to address this problem. Why do they think that she's so popular, even with all the demonization, the character assassination? Because she's the only candidate that's actually proposed policies to deal with this. Then you look at Macron, and we had that headline we just flashed up there. We can go back to it. This is out of Breitbart. French presidential favourite Macron: terrorism part of our daily lives for years to come. This is the exact same rhetoric we heard out of French Prime Minister Manuel Valls after the Nice truck attack, where he said, French people will just have to learn to live with terrorism. It's the exact same rhetoric of complete submission and capitulation. Emmanuel Macron, the current favourite to win the French presidential election, who, by the way, is a fake populist and was literally created 4 years ago by François Hollande's team, literally cultivated in the lab there in the Élysée Palace in Paris. Total establishment candidate, Rothschild banker, yet they tried to sell him as a populist. French people are finally beginning to realise that he's just another establishment dupe. That he's another fake Barack Obama, which is why Obama endorsed him, which we're going to get onto. But Macron, the current favourite, has described terrorism as an imponderable problem, which will be, quote, part of our daily lives for years to come. Speaking to The Guardian, imagine my shock, the centre-left leader of En Marche candidate appeared to echo former Prime Minister Manuel Valls' controversial statements following the Nice lorry attack on Bastille Day 2016, in which a Tunisian migrant mowed down 434 men, women and children, killing 87. Now, this is what Valls said at the time. Remember this, we reported on it. This is what Valls said after Nice, their prime minister. Times have changed and we should learn to live with terrorism. Learn to live with trucks barreling down tourist thoroughfares, mowing down little kids. Just live with it. Just accept it. Just put up with it. Are you going to change your policies, allowing millions of these people in who share some of the same beliefs? Again, 20% of Syrian migrants support ISIS. Here you see Antifa on the streets of Paris. They had signs, some of them, expressing support for terrorists, which we've seen before. We've even seen that in America with Antifa. What did I warn about when ISIS came out with that manual back a year ago, saying that they would try to recruit far-left agitators because they broadly share the same goals? Again, militant Antifa radicals who openly use violence to further their political aims and are proud about it. That's terrorism. That's a very definition of terrorism. There you see it, Gateway Pundit. ISIS calls the terror alliance with radical leftists to conquer Rome. Dabiq, the official ISIS magazine, we reported on it at the time. They said, these people share the same beliefs. We need to start radicalizing them. We need to start giving them weapons. Now they're on the streets of Paris. 500 euros it costs to get an AK-47 on the streets of Paris within hours to conduct massacres like the Paris massacre, and nothing is being done. Macron, Fillon, supposedly the conservative candidate, the hardline security guy, gets up and rambles about terrorism for 20 minutes, offers absolutely no solution. Macron says we're just going to have to live with it. Mélenchon, the far-left candidate, is even worse. But who's got an actual policy to deal with it? Marine Le Pen. Headline, Marine Le Pen restore France's border and expel foreigners on watch lists. Again, the guy who carried out the attack yesterday was on one of these watch lists in the wake of Thursday's terror attack. French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen called for France to immediately expel all foreigners on watch lists and reinstate their borders. She said, as elected president of La République, I would immediately and with no hesitation carry out the battle plan against Islamist terrorism and against judicial laxity. The sympathizers of Islamists should be fought. For 10 years we have seen this happening. Le Pen said the release of terrorist Karim Charoufi by state prosecutors is, quote, the symbol of the failure of politics in this country. They had the guy. He was on an extremist watch list. You know, he was arrested before for plotting to attack police. That's exactly what he did in this instance. But again, Emmanuel Macron says, just learn to live with it. Learn to live with terrorism on the streets of France, on the streets of Europe. He also says, there you see Sky News, what we know about Champs-Élysées gunman as Paris home raided. Again, they had him on the watch list. He'd previously been flagged as an extremist to authorities and had a conviction for shooting at two police officers. He tried to carry out this exact same attack before. The man suspected of carrying out the Champs-Élysées attack was detained and freed in February for threatening to kill police. absolutely insane. Marine Le Pen says we need to deport these people on watch lists. If they're French citizens, we need to put them in prison, not let them go over and over again. But Emmanuel Macron, the establishment candidate, says French people just have to put up with it and shut up. We'll be back live on the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show. Reuters is reporting note defending Islamic State found next to body of Paris attacker. That's coming from a judicial source. Investigators found a written note defending Islamic State next to the body of the gunman who shot dead a policeman in Paris on Thursday, a judicial source said. The hardline militant group claimed the attack, which also wounded two other police officers. So they found the note right next to him. The police came out and said, I was following it live on Twitter before Trump gave his speech. They said it was a terrorist attack. Before Trump gave his speech, Hollande came out and said it was a terrorist attack. But Donald Trump is bad for saying it's a terrorist attack. Absolutely incredible. Now Sky News is reporting the response to this. Paris shooting. 50,000 troops and police mobilized after Champs-Élysées attack. More than 50,000 police and soldiers have been fully mobilized. Probably were already, given that it's happening virtually every week now. After the killing of a police officer in Paris and days before the country's presidential election. So, they've got 50,000 troops out on the streets again, but they're still going to be importing hundreds of thousands of these people who then ghettoise into these Islamist no-go areas and continue the radicalization. That's not going to be addressed. Not if Macron wins at any rate, but no, they've got 50,000 troops out on the streets. You know, yeah, arm the police, but bullets aren't going to stop an ideology. You have to get to the root of the ideology. You have to elect someone who has actual policies to address it. And that's Marine Le Pen. This is up on Infowars.com right now. Le Pen responds, shut down Paris mosques to stop terror. French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen has called for a crackdown on terrorism in her country with a specific focus on Islamists and foreigners with terror ties and the expulsion of radical imams and the closure of Islamic mosques. She has an actual policy to deal with it. She has a policy to deal with it in terms of prison radicalization, which is where a lot of this happens as well. It happens in the schools. You had a poll out of France a few weeks ago. We did an article on it. I think it was upwards of, what was it, a third of Muslim students in these schools support terrorism. 33% support violent actions to further a political goal, the very definition of terrorism. So it's not just about the mosques, it's about the kids at the educational level are being brainwashed with this. Absolutely insane. You're not just going to stop it by putting armed soldiers on the streets. This is the march through the institutions. As soon as you get past 6, 7% Muslim population in France, you start to have problems. It happens in every European country. It's happening in Sweden. But what's Emmanuel Macron's solution? Well, this is out of Sputnik. Macron supports strikes against alleged chemical weapons storages in Syria. So he wants to bomb the people who are fighting ISIS. He wants to bomb the people who are fighting the terrorists who are committing acts of murder on the streets of Paris on a regular basis. That's his solution. That's the establishment candidate, Emmanuel Macron. He wants to bomb the people who are fighting ISIS. He said, quote, I am ready for us to take on our responsibilities under the UN mandate. That is to say, targeted strikes to destroy stocks of chemical weapons in Syria. Macron said on France 2 TV late last night. Macron remains in the lead. He's still in the lead. He's still fooling people with this fake populist act. Now calling to bomb Bashar al-Assad's, quote, chemical stockpiles, which he supposedly relinquished back in 2013. No independent investigation of this chemical weapons attack that happened a few weeks ago. We know in the past the rebels were given the weapons by Saudi Arabia, mishandled them. That happened in Ghouta. Robert Parry, all these top experts, Seymour Hersh, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, came out and said, the rebels staged that attack. Did they stage this attack? Again, we haven't got answers to that, but Macron, the establishment candidate, is just out saying, we need to bomb the people who are fighting ISIS. That is his solution to these massacres that are happening on a bi-weekly basis now, almost, across Europe. They're going to continue to happen if you follow the same disastrous policies of capitulation and submission. I mean, I've got an image posted on my Twitter account, and I sent it, if you can flash it up, of a guy walking down a street in France, draped in an ISIS flag, just walking down the street nonchalantly. In France, you can see the signs in France, it's on my Twitter if you want to pull it up. Again, nobody seems to care. People are just in their cafe. Look, there it is. That is France. Draped in an ISIS flag, just casually walking down the street. Nobody says a word. It happened in London, in Westminster. They questioned the guy. Let him go. If somebody was draped in a Nazi flag walking down the street, would anyone say anything? Absolutely insane. We'll be back with more on The Alex Jones Show live. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle of freedom, and the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
And we are back live on the Alex Jones Show. So again, we had MSNBC up there railing on Donald Trump for daring to say this was a terrorist attack. You had their guests on there saying that it was Marine Le Pen who was bad for her extremist rhetoric. It was Donald Trump who was bad for saying it was a terrorist attack. Everyone's bad apart from the actual terrorist that carried out the attack. No, let's not analyse that ideology. Let's analyse Marine Le Pen's ideology, the only candidate who has actual policies to address this. Let's put her on the rank. There you see Daily Beast doing the same thing. That's all they're bothered about, the votes. In fact, Sky News went further. They even suggested that it could have been a white right-winger false flagging this attack. It's not a conspiracy theory when they say it, by the way. To help Marine Le Pen. So we have absolute insanity in the aftermath. You know, ostrich, stick your head in the sand behavior again and again and again. People saying, oh, We're so courageous, we're going to just continue with life as normal. We're going to walk down the street as normal because the terrorists won't change our way of life. Well, they already have changed your way of life. It's the march through the institutions. It's not just the terror attack. You can't just stick your head in the sand and hope it goes away. You don't change society by turning it into a police state, by putting a prison camp around Paris. You change it by cutting off the evil ideology at the source, which is Islamism, which is what Emmanuel Macron, the establishment candidate, has embraced basically by saying, we're just going to live with this. This is a routine part of our lives by now. Calling for the people in Syria fighting ISIS to be attacked. Bashar al-Assad and the Syrian army. Absolutely incredible. Now, of course, we had the whole Russia interfered in the US election narrative, which ran for months and months and months. That seems to have died down now in the aftermath of the bombing of Syria, the Tomahawk missile attacks. But again, the narrative was established. Foreign interference in elections, outside interference in foreign elections, is terrible. It's reprehensible. We should really stop that. Well, what is Barack Obama doing yet again? He's interfering in a foreign election. Of course, he tried to interfere in Brexit, got up with David Cameron, gave a speech, tried to manipulate people that way. Now he's interfering in the French election to stop populist Marine Le Pen. He had a nice little friendly call and an endorsement for the establishment candidate, Emmanuel Macron. In fact, we have that clip. Let's roll that right now.
I have President Barack Obama for you. Hold on one second.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President. How are you?
It's Emmanuel?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'm doing very well. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well.
The main message I have is to wish you all the best in the coming days. And make sure that, as you said, you work hard all the way through. Because you never know. It might be that last day of campaigning that...
I do agree.
Makes all the difference.
I will do my best, believe me. So I will fight till the last minute. And we will keep it in touch and our teams will liaise in order to organize a new contact and see how to work together if I'm going to the runoff. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you took the time.
Good luck.
So there you have it, Barack Obama endorsing the establishment candidate Macron, who again they tried to introduce as a populist. Remember Obama's Hope and Change back in 2007, 2008? They tried to do the exact same thing with Macron. They tried to pretend that he was this authentic grassroots candidate when in reality his whole campaign was hatched from within the Elysee Palace in the capital of France 4 years ago. By François Hollande, who will endorse Macron if he makes it to the second round. Again, it's a two-round runoff. Basically, Marine Le Pen has to win the first round. If she comes second, she's not going to have the momentum to carry her through to take the presidency. She has to come first in the first round. But again, it's a complete toss-up at this point. You have four major candidates, about all on 20% roughly. The polls are all within the margin of error. You have Macron, the establishment candidate. You have Le Pen, the nationalist. You have Mélenchon, the far leftist, who is the French Hugo Chavez, endorsed by the Communist Party. And you have François Fillon, the more establishment conservative, who again waffles on about security and terrorism, yet has offered no actual policies to deal with it, no forceful policies like Marine Le Pen. So this is absolutely huge. If Marine Le Pen wins, and of course they're saying, oh, she's going to be defeated in the second round easily, just like Brexit wouldn't happen, just like Trump wouldn't happen. If she wins, it could be the death knell for the European Union. And now the analyst who predicted Trump's ascendancy bets on Le Pen's win. This is out of Bloomberg. Markets are underpricing the prospect of Marine Le Pen emerging victorious in the French election, as a sea of undecided voters throws into sharp relief pronounced apathy for centre-leftist Emmanuel Macron. They're finally starting to figure out that he is basically the French Tony Blair. He's the front-runner by a whisker right now, but there's a backlash brewing against the European Union project. That's a conclusion drawn by Charles Gave, who accurately predicted the triumph of Donald Trump in the US election and is now betting on a win for the anti-Euro National Front candidate. Quote, Le Pen's momentum is a slow-moving reaction against the men of Davos, as we have seen with Brexit and Trump. But markets don't want to believe it, he said by phone before the first round of the French poll on April 23rd, which is on Sunday. So a lot of those analysts were kind of discredited, weren't they, before the US election. A lot of the people who came out and said, no, the indications are the algorithms are showing that Donald Trump will sweep to victory. Meanwhile, on the flip side, you had the New York Times, the Huffington Post, you know, you saw the polls, you saw the tweets, Hillary Clinton, 95-98% chance of winning. Meanwhile, if you actually look at these AI models, which were proven accurate when Donald Trump was elected, months beforehand, professors that have predicted successfully the winner of the US presidential election time and time again, they were all saying that Trump would win, they were proven right. Some of the same people are saying that Le Pen would win. But still, you have this narrative in the media, she can't win, she can't win. We will see. Will French people be kowtowed by this character assassination? I would say they're more likely to be manipulated by it, given the history of that country. Obviously, what happened during the Second World War, it's more easy to taint her with that brush and discredit her campaign that way. We will see if that is successful. But at the moment, the polls are showing absolute tied neck and neck in France between these four candidates. Now, of course, before the terrorist attack yesterday in Paris, which was a terrorist attack, Donald Trump was right to call it a terrorist attack, we had another foiled terror plot. This is out of Breitbart. Front National, Le Pen was likely target of foiled terror plot. So this could have been connected. The article states, in the aftermath of the foiled terror plot against French presidential candidates, the anti-mass migration Front National have claimed Marine Le Pen may have been the target. In reaction to the foiled attacks, Republican Francois Fillon and Socialist Benoît Hamon have said they hope people will not be deterred from voting. Well, in fact, Fillon has said we should just suspend the election, at least at this point, which is insane. The anti-mass migration National Front has claimed that their candidate, Marine Le Pen, was likely a target, a source from Le Pen's entourage. And remember, this happened in Holland with their election, with their right-wing candidate as well. A source told the paper the fact that two individuals were arrested in Marseille while Marine Le Pen is holding a meeting of on the next day is perhaps not a coincidence. A security source within the FN noted the Union of Islamic Organizations of France had singled out Le Pen as the candidate to beat. And yet you still see people on MSNBC, on Sky News, suggesting that Islamists are carrying out these attacks. Even some suggesting that it's a false flag, but some saying Islamists are carrying out these attacks because they want Marine Le Pen to win, even though she's the only one whose policies will stop them getting into the country in the first place. Of course they don't want Marine Le Pen to win. They want the socialist soft touch. They want someone like Macron, who's basically embraced the fact that France is now going to have to live with terrorism for years and years to come, while saying that he will bomb, support a coalition bombing of the people in Syria who are actually fighting ISIS. Absolutely incredible. The election, the first round, is this Sunday. It's going to be huge. It's nationalism versus globalism. Axios reports how Trump and Brexit could predict the French elections. Again, another source saying, despite the narrative that she has no chance in the second round, this could happen. Axios' Steve Levine, a longtime foreign correspondent for the big papers, sees a, quote, better than 50-50 chance Le Pen goes all the way, based partly on the rule of threes following the upset victories for Trump and Brexit. He said, quote, the first round is a tight race amongst four candidates, and one of them, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who is the communist-backed Hugo Chavez of France, is every bit the firebrand as Le Pen, only from the far left. So that's another possibility. Now, Mélenchon, for all his faults, he actually wants to reduce working hours in France from 35 hours a week to 32, if you can believe that, because the French economy isn't anemic enough. French youth unemployment, which is at 25%, that's not high enough. We need to bump that up even more by instituting these more draconian work hours. He's bad on many issues. He's terrible. But on one issue, he's good. Again, he wants to get out of the EU. He wants to have a Frexit, a French referendum on exiting the EU. He's not a fan of the bureaucratic globalist European Union. So you could have a situation where Le Pen and Mélenchon win the first round. They come 1 and 2 in whatever order, then they go on to face off in the second round on May 7th. So either way, you will get some kind of populist face-off. I mean, if you're being generous to Mélenchon, you would say he was the French Bernie Sanders. Other people call him the French Hugo Chavez. But at least you would have an actual real fight, two authentic candidates from the left and the right. But they're probably going to want Macron in there. So manipulation is happening right now. We had Facebook come out and Google come out, and I think I talked about this on Monday, said they would educate the French people on fake news and how they were being misled, which of course means Google is going to change its algorithm. They're going to manipulate millions and millions of French people, undecided voters, and there's a huge number of them. They're going to be manipulated in the crucial days and hours leading up to this vote. There you see how Bloomberg Facebook starts to educate users on how to spot fake news. They're just going to lend people a helping hand. Oh, and by the way, we've shut down 30,000 Facebook accounts, a lot of which were aligned with supporting Marine Le Pen. What a surprise that is. There you see YouTube offering fake news workshops to teenagers. We're going to get into that later, because I know exactly the real agenda behind that. So this election is huge. It's nationalism versus globalism. First round on Monday, the terror attack. How will that affect voters? Terror attacks on an almost weekly basis in France. How will that affect voters? Going to be massive. And in fact, I've got a French political analyst coming in on Monday to talk about it, so we've got that to look forward to as well. Sticking in Europe, though, Sweden. Did you hear about what happened last night in Sweden? Did you hear about what happens every night in Sweden? Riots, gang shootouts, people being kicked out of these Islamic ghetto areas. It's all going down. Of course, we had the Stockholm terror attack a couple of weeks ago. Another truck attack. Thankfully, wasn't as bad as it could have been. A braver individual swerved his vehicle in front of the truck, preventing further carnage. But now we have somebody who's put up a video, and we can flip to this in a second. This is, they go into a rich area, a rich suburb of Sweden, and they start blaring out the call to prayer, the Islamic call to prayer, through the megaphone. The people don't know how to react. But again, most of them probably would capitulate at this point. It's actually surprising how a couple of these people do react. This is multiculturalism arrives at a rich Swedish neighborhood, and I'll talk over it. Here's the clip. So they've driven up to this well-to-do Swedish neighborhood. They've got the loudspeakers on the trucks. They're blaring out the Islamic call to prayer to see how Swedes react, because Swedes are very welcoming of cultural enrichment, very welcoming of mass immigration. So this one guy responds, and bearing in mind this is like 6 a.m. in the morning, and starts filming them on his phone. "Good morning, bourgeois," standing there filming us. "What is the problem?" The guys with the loudspeakers ask. "Multiculturalism is here. You voted for it yourself. Could it be that you are xenophobic?" As he can, "Are you against the multicultural society?" Then a woman appears. "What the bleep, it's 6 o'clock in the morning." "Good morning, the multicultural society has arrived. You voted for it." She lets them know what she thinks about it. "We will do everything in our power to open asylum accommodation on your street." This is a 6 a.m. broadcast call to prayer on a rich, well-to-do Swedish suburb, just to see how they respond to it. Bearing in mind, Islamists in London have called for this to be made legal, for them to broadcast this at 6 a.m. on the streets of London. So the police arrive. "What is happening here? The multicultural society has arrived to these neighborhoods. Isn't it pleasant?" The police say. "The music is disturbing the peace." They respond, "This can happen with multiculturalism. Sometimes it's disturbing." So it appears that Swedes aren't really fans of cultural enrichment when it comes to their doorstep. They're all good and well to virtue signal about it on Facebook and Twitter and hold up refugee welcome signs. But when you actually bring it to their doorstep, the reality of what that means, not so big fans of it. And again, we've covered the articles before in London, these Islamic mosques in East London, which are basically 80-90% Muslim population at this point. They want the law to be changed so they can broadcast the Islamic call to prayer, just like you heard in that video, at 6 a.m. Now, some of the councils there have shown signs that they may back down on that. Will that happen? Will the streets of London actually wake up to the cultural enrichment of the Islamic call to prayer? Or will there be a backlash against that? As you saw there, though, in Sweden, the people in the well-to-do areas who are probably, you know, pro-immigration, we've looked at the maps where the Swedish politicians live, and they all live in the areas where no immigrants live. And you can see that in the UK as well. I've made videos about it. All the people who virtue signal the most vehemently about mass immigration, about allowing, quote, refugees, who aren't refugees, they're economic migrants, into the country, none of them live in areas where there are immigrants. They live in the whitest areas of London, because I live there and I know. They live in Richmond, they live in Barnes, they live in Hampstead. All these areas are 95 to 98% white. So they will virtue signal all day about how much they love mass immigration, cultural enrichment, and allowing refugees into the country, so long as they're not living anywhere near them, because we can't have that, can we? Absolutely incredible. We will be back on the Alex Jones Show with more news breaking at Infowars.com. Going to get into the domestic picture here as well. Don't go away. Next segment coming up, Infowars.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797 to get your free trial set.
You're live on the Alex Jones Show, and I need to tell you about the specials at InfoWarsStore.com because these products are going fast. And again, we need your support now more than ever. You've seen we're under constant attack by the establishment. They were shocked that Donald Trump won. Now the backlash is beginning, and it's focused on us directly. We have extended Easter mega specials, but we're quickly selling out of these products, so it's time to stock up before it's all gone. Now, let's get it clear. Super Male Vitality and Vitamin Mineral Fusion are quickly on their way of being out of stock. We've basically almost run out of those products, so we have a few remaining products with this special still available at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. But again, they're going to sell out quickly. This Easter sale is on its last legs, basically, because the products are flying out the door. But still, you can get, for a limited time only, 30% off Brain Force, 25% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12, 25% off Super Female Vitality. Again, 25% off Survival Shield X2. Those products aren't going to stick around for long because the others that were on offer are basically out of stock at this point. But we have extended the Easter Mega Special for a limited time only. These products will go quick. Again, please support us right now. It's absolutely crucial at this time, given the constant hyper-focused assault we're under by the establishment. Now, we have a review of the day here, another five-star independent review from somebody who got Brain Force Plus, which, again, is still available 30% off. This is from Frank. Again, independent five-star review, another game-changing product. I take two when I know I'm going to have a challenging day, and they send me flying through it. That's exactly what I've experienced. I take two every day before I do this show. Again, on Monday, you know, 2 hours sleep, jet lagged, sent me flying through it as well. Absolutely incredible benefits you get. Mental clarity, mental acuity, energy, clear, focused thinking from Brain Force Plus. He goes on to say, Brain Force gives me the laser-like focus and elevated mood and memory recall that I've been searching for. Another game-changing product. And it works. I used to take stuff different to Brain Force, similar ingredients, but again, not as good. It kind of gave you a junk feeling, you know, the feeling that you've drunk too much coffee or whatever. Brain Force is completely clear. It's pure. It doesn't give you any of those bad side effects. Pop 2, absolute mental clarity. This will help you immeasurably with whatever task you're undertaking during that particular day. Frank swears by it. Again, independent five-star review, still available for 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That Easter Mega Special extended for a limited time only. The other products are flying out. We don't have many of those left, but we still have small quantity of Brain Force available at that discount. So don't delay. Support this network, InfoWarsStore.com. I just want to flash back to that man draped in the ISIS flag there. Again, I tweeted this out. He's walking nonchalantly down a Paris street. I think he's in Paris. It's at least in France. You can see the French street signs. Draped in an ISIS flag. Nobody cares. Nobody's even looking at him. The thing is, the same thing happened in London. We had the article. This is out of Daily Mail. Father brazenly parading ISIS flags with his toddler outside Parliament is stopped by police. There you see the guy in France. But is allowed to walk free after officers say he's not breaking the law. So this happened in London. It happened in France. They do nothing whatsoever. They briefly ask a couple of questions. They're literally draped in the flag of a global terrorist group that's killed thousands of people, that is carrying out attacks on the streets of Europe on an almost bi-weekly basis at this point. Nothing whatsoever happens. This is what capitulation looks like. We'll be back live on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment